We return News Radio KMAN, Dr. Timothy Schaefer, K-State's Institute for Civic Discourse, author and new dad, again, celebrating number four today. What's your name?
Catherine. Catherine Josephine.
Okay.
We went for all the long names that are really hard to fill in on.
You have to have three syllables?
On those boxes. Not necessarily. Our oldest has a one-syllable first name, but everybody else is... They've got lots of options for nicknames and things like that.
Nothing wrong with being multisyllabic.
No, it's good. It's, choice. And also, you know, we very intentionally chose a lot of names that had meaning, you know, from family and things like that. So it's kind of nice. So my mother-in-law's name is Catherine. And,
good.
And,
it works out nicely then, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It's a nice tribute.
She was here, actually, when she was born. She flew in the night before. She lives in New York, upstate. And she flew in, and my wife went into labor that night, and then the next morning she was born. And so we didn't tell her the name because we hadn't totally firmed it up, although we had a pretty good feeling. And so when we brought the older kids over to the hospital to Ascension via Christie.
Yeah.
That's when we said, so here's Catherine. And it was it was one of those nice moments.
Oh, I bet so.
It was. I don't know. It's stuff like that is I think important and meaningful. So
yeah, important and meaningful. Let's talk a little bit about local elections.
Yeah,
and
what a natural
local politics, wasn't it though?
That was good.
And just utilizing the words. That's all it is.
It's like you've done this before.
Maybe so a little bit. Local elections, you know, and not just local elections, but, you know, we've got city and school board elections coming up in November and not really a primary, not enough candidates. But it seems like anymore it's getting tougher and tougher. And I know a lot of this has to do with the rhetoric because there seems to be so much anger, frustration toward anybody and everybody that's in elected office. I've seen that personally. But it's tough for people to say, hey, I'd like to be a city commissioner. I'd like to be a leader in this community. And, you know, seeing, you know, a short list of candidates, the fact that we don't have a primary, I think it's kind of frustrating because that means, you know, not enough people are really interested in becoming leaders in the community.
Yeah, I think, you know, public service is a very laudable role to play, and you need those people to step in and fill those positions.
How do you fix that in today's world?
Well, I mean, I think the other side, though, is, right to your point, is that this is yet another place where, which is further amplified by, you know, platforms that enable you to say things really easily and somewhat in a removed way, that you're just getting kind of attacked because you're in those roles, right? And
it doesn't matter what your position is, you're going to get it.
No, exactly, right? I mean, so choose your thing. And this is where I think, you know, back to what we were talking about before the break, the way that we often view politics is kind of this win-lose, this kind of show, this competition. My approach to it and what I study and write about and teach about is how do we kind of reorient to politics as this more kind of collaborative process? How do we engage in discourse that's constructive rather than destructive? And that's not easy. That's not our default position, right? So this is when you bring down kind of the experience of politics far removed to the local level, you can't play that same game because at the same time, as you noted, right, you don't have a really necessarily deep bench, or at least those who are going through the formal processes to be on ballots or to be candidates, and you're discouraging people. And I think that's a really unfortunate reality, is that, you know, these are really essential components of what makes a community work. And if we don't have the option to kind of look through kind of a list of candidates and also to engage them, right, I think, a real detriment to kind of a healthy civic life.
And this is a real challenging time of year, and this is one of the things that I think a lot of people maybe take for granted, but those local leaders are really, really challenged in the summer times to come up with their budgets. And this year, between, you know, like if you live in Manhattan in the USD 383 school district, you're going to have a sizable property tax increase over several different reasons. Some of that, a large portion of that is because of the bond that was passed last November by voters in the school district for some enhancements and, and new facilities, new elementary school, et cetera.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that many of the locals will tell you that the, one of the biggest challenges, especially for city and states, is to keep below that that new cap on the mill levy that the state legislature introduced a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I mean, and these are, I mean, we'll start to feel it pretty soon. I know there have been a couple stories about some of this. I think even Cayman had a, had one recently to kind of, you know, laying it out a little bit, how, you know, how much you might expect to see depending on your home's value. And you know, things cost money. And this is part of, you know, part of the work that I do is, how do you think through some of these processes? Not just how do you choose to frame or pitch a campaign or kind of get people to get behind you, but how do you understand the complexity of that? Right, where are those tensions of and the trade-offs of last election we passed this levy, right? So there are implications, right? So there are some real positive things. I think the fact that we have a growing community, people moving in from other places, there's an attraction here, and I have children in the school system. You know, we've had to the elementary school where my kids go. They've had to create some additional classrooms just outside of the building, right? And, I mean, these kinds of things to accommodate just the growth of the population. And so there's a positive thing when your community is growing. The flip of that is, like, that costs money. It takes resources, and where does that get allocated, and how does it get spent? That's part of that question of how do people end up feeling about it at the end of the day? Because when they're, you know, paying their biannual taxes or however they do it, like, that they're going to see some variation there from where it's been. And so this is, I think, where some of these processes, especially as we talk about the raising of the sales tax potentially right here pretty soon, having the conversation about what's that going to? Why is that, you know, why is that moving from where it's been? What's the justification? And, you know, some people follow the commission meetings. You know, I'll catch them more often these days via Facebook Live, which is a great use of technology, right? Mm-hmm. It makes it easy to kind of drop in on that stuff. But for a lot of us, it's not necessarily information that is kind of in the back of our minds informing us how we think about the you know, the justification for some of these expenses.
One of the things that you know, when the local elections and everything and you know, the discussion. Oh, we have a phone call. Okay, let's do that first before I bring up mine and get our caller on the air. Good morning. You're on KMAN's In Focus with Dr. Timothy Schaefer.
Well, thank you for being here. You're a well-spoken gentleman, and I always appreciate you widening our horizon. And you're speaking about the presentation of the budget and our voting for the money. For instance, I was against the school bond until they said tornado shelter. And then I was all for it. And when we voted it in, now they're saying high wind safety room. You know, so it's all about the wording and the great way that you use the words and the presentation. Thank you so much.
You know, one of the things, you know, talk about high winds. We've seen straight line winds of 60, 70, 100 miles an hour. That can be very damaging. So it's not just tornadoes.
Yeah, right. I mean, but I mean, to that point, right, I mean, this is where I think you can have a community get behind a school bond, for example, if they see it being not just, you know, serving children and kind of the educational needs, but also being kind of these community centers, hubs in the neighborhoods. We have the benefit in Manhattan of having the neighborhood school kind of structure. And so a lot of, I mean, wherever you live, you've got a school relatively close to you, right? And so if there are opportunities to leverage them as resources for the broader community as well, I think there's always an asset to some of that. That the town where I grew up in Southern Ohio, we literally had a school that was falling off the side of a hill. When I was a senior in high school, we had about a 2.5-inch gap in one of the brick walls because we were clay local school district and the ground was full of clay. And it had shifted on the hill that they kept taking out. Long story short, they had to create this whole support structure just to keep our math room attached to the building. They since have lobbed it off from the building. But we couldn't get a levy to pass because so many people saw it just as like, you're just raising my taxes and you just need to build something. You just want to build something new. It's like, well, literally we had about a third of the building falling off the side of a hill. And until you can articulate the impact and the necessity of some of these things, then I think you're challenged, especially to get, you know, folks who don't have children in the school district anymore. They're living maybe on a fixed income. You know, the realities are that, you know, things keep costing more and a lot of us don't make more. And so being able to justify why we're making some of these expenditures that we are at that grand scale, you have to justify it.
I saw one person comment about the increase in the property tax, and they were talking about how I'm paying for other people's kids to go to school. Well, somebody paid for you to go to your school education too. So
yeah,
we need to take a break. When we come back, a few more comments from Dr. Timothy Schaefer from Kansas State University's Institute for Civic Discourse. And also some folks from Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo going to be on the program in the latter segment. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, Tim and Justin, right here on KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you.